have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Hi, I'm Dr. Lowe, host of The Loretta Petite Show, heard here on Elation Radio. Hey, amidst the jingle bells, decking the halls, the great food, fun, and family, remember that Jesus is still the reason for the season. Hey, friends, on behalf of my family to yours, we wish you love, joy, peace, a safe, and a very Merry Christmas.
Let's just have some fun. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody. Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do a bit from us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love, peace and holiday cheer. It's that season, special time of the year.
So go and grab your family. Friends too, let's celebrate the baby boy, the same in you.
Well, happy,
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Listen, thank you so much for joining us for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I am so glad you took time out of your schedule to join us on today. We have so much to be thankful for. You woke up this morning. He starts you on your way. That's a blessing. And just to know that we can hear this podcast, we can be here and be present for it, is a blessing within itself. So we're grateful to God for all that he's doing for each and every one of us. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we welcome you. And we'd love to share what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen, we're excited that you're here with us. Let us give our shout out to you, the listeners. If it weren't for you, we would be able to sustain and do what we do at Elations Radio and Magazine. We love you, thank you, and appreciate on today and even the more. We also want to say hi and a shout out to our CEO and founder, Kimmy Robinson. We love you so much, all the Elation fam. We love you. And to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Listen, we have been blessed throughout this year. When I say blessed, I mean blessed. Didn't mean we didn't have trials, but what it does mean is that our God has been with us each and every step of the way. Listen. Every day may not have been sunny, but every day was a good day. Let me say it again. Every day may not have been sunny, but every day was a good day. Why? Because all things work together for good for those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. May I encourage you on today, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're facing, we pray that you will listen to God. That's today's topic, listen to God. Sometimes we're going to have all kinds of oppositional information, but it doesn't mean anything until you listen to God. Will you join me in a word of prayer as we continue on in this podcast and begin to teach on listen to God? Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your peace now. God, we know every person listening, whether it's on the replay or the live. We know you know exactly what the needs are. You know exactly what's on our minds, exactly how to handle each and every one of our situations. We come to listen to you on today. We come to extract from the word of God that we may apply it in our lives and become stronger and continue on in the things that you're calling us all to do. We ask, oh God, that you provide, heal, save, and deliver on today. And we ask, oh God, that you have your divine will and way in this podcast as we go before you to share this gospel, that it may take life, oh God, and that we will live according to your will, your principles, and precepts. Show up and show out. Forgive us all, Lord, of our sins, and give us hearts to forgive others. Don't let us always stay in a position of asking for forgiveness, but not willing to forgive in these days and this hour, oh God. Now, we know we're approaching the holiday season. We call it Christmas because you're the reason for the season, and we want all to know who we serve and believe in. And Father, we ask, Abba, Father, have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me in prayer. And on today, we want to talk about listening to God. Listen to him. It's an action word. Open our ears to know that he is talking in this hour. Have you ever had someone you were talking to and they did not hear you? My God, today. But listening helps us to coin in on what's in our environment, what's in our space, what's in our place, because it's crucial in this hour. We are in the last days, and we want to pay attention to what God is saying, how he's teaching us, how he's talking to us, and how he wants us to apply his word. On today, we're going to be studying from Philippians 4. Again, that is Philippians 4. We're going to do the entire chapter. You know, we're a teacher, so we love it, and we want to share this word as the Holy Spirit has placed it upon our heart. We will be reading today from the New International Version, and I ask that you grab your Bibles, get your phone geared up, whatever mechanism you use to follow along with us. We do not want you to take the word for granted, neither to assume that I'm teaching you the right things. Go along with me. Dive into the word with me. My husband said something about divers this week as we were teaching on Monday, and it just blessed my soul. He says, you know, this word reminds me of the divers, how they dive in. That's the way we should be about the word of God. That's the way we should come excited, willing, and ready to receive what he has for us. And as we do that, life happens in the word. St. John 6:63 teaches us the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. So remember that as you study the word of God and as you continue to call upon his name that he may be heard. Let us read. Beginning at the first verse, it says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, this is Paul talking, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friend. I plead with you, Odiah, and I plead with Syntyche to be one of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let's stop right there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Does that mean when you feel good? Does it mean how you want to see life? Does it mean that those things that are way heavy on you aren't real? No, exactly the opposite. We are still, as the Word of God tells us, to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. Oh, that means just in the things I'm worried about. Oh, that means in just the things I excel in. Oh, that's the things that I want to take pleasure in. Whatever it is, he says this in the Word. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. How many of us, when we have something on our mind, something in our heart, something in our spirit, believe that this is the opportunity to present it to God and to say, this is what I need. This is how I need it. I'm not sure how you're going to work it out, but your word promises me you are God and that you are Abba Father. I can cling to you no matter what. So I'm presenting my prayers and petitions to you. Now, here's the thing. With thanksgiving, in other words, when you pray, you should already be thanking him for the end result. Let me say it again. You should always thank him for the end result, whether you know the outcome or not, because you have presented your prayers and petition to our Abba Father who loves us so much when we're in relationship with him. Listen, if you are saved, this is the believer's blessing because we have a daddy we can run to at all times. If you're not saved, you can call on him. But here's the thing. It's just like a parent in a room. I say it all the time. A parent knows their children's voices. When your child cries out in anguish, you can hear them a mile away. You know their screech. You know their pain. You know their discontent. You know what it is when you hear your child in trouble. How is it that our daddy wouldn't hear us if we were in trouble? Just wanted to paint that picture. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let me give a disclaimer here. There are times when you go through life and face situations that will literally knock you to your knees. And you know in that moment you love God. You know in that moment you trust his decision. You know even when it looks like it's going to turn out bad that he has your best interest at heart. Anybody had loved ones that were on the verge of passing away and they heard all the negative news, but in your heart, you still felt the need to call on the name of the Lord. Why? Because he's able to turn a situation around. But listen, sometimes in the midst of you calling on the name of the Lord, things may not turn out the way you want them to. And what do we do? Paul reminds us to rejoice always. How do I rejoice in death? How do I rejoice in trouble? How do I rejoice in pain? We keep our minds stayed on the Lord. I know it seems easier said than done. I've gone through so much this year, but I'm a firm believer. As you continue to trust in him, he comes and he does just what he says. He never forgets his promises. He never turns his back on us. In this waiting period, we must be firm. He said, stand firm. We must be firm to believe that he's coming and that he's going to do exactly what he says. And when we don't understand him, this is the hardest part of all. We must trust him because it's not going to make sense. Not in this natural sense. It's not going to make sense what's going on, but trust me, he knows. So he says this, and the peace of God in verse 7, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So when you're in Christ Jesus, your thoughts are going to match what the word says. Your thoughts are going to line up with his will. Your thoughts are going to teach you this is the opposite. I'm not supposed to go that way. Give me wisdom, God, so I can follow you. Then in verse 8, it teaches us this. Finally, brethren, our brothers and sisters, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, hallelujah, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, did you catch that? Paul says, use my example. I have plenty of experience. Remember when I went to jail and the jail cell was closed, but we prayed and worshiped God and the door swung open? He reminded them. Remember when I was Saul of Tarsus? Remember how I used to go after the Christians to destroy them? Remember me? It is the same one. But God in 3 days changed my life. He allowed me to be blind. He allowed me to have people that surrounded me, that guide me into my destiny. I want to ask you today, in the midst of your trouble, who's around you for real to guide you into your destiny? Who is that one that lifts you in prayer? Who is your Paul in your life? Do you listen to God? In this season, it is very critical to understand your atmosphere and why it is set up for you the way it is. It is very critical to understand there is a time and a place that God is going through and doing so that he can get all the glory in your life. He wants to believe you and take you to the places that only he can take you. Come on. This world can offer you money. This world can offer you a lot of things. But if it isn't true, the Bible says, if it isn't praiseworthy, the Bible says, if it isn't of excellence, the Bible says, listen. Listen. Be careful. Because it may not be something for you. The Bible says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. But you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need. For I have learned, come on here, Paul, to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. Yes, we do. And I know what it is to have plenty. Yes, we do. I have learned the secret of being content in and every situation, in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things. All this through him who gives me strength. Do you know that the Lord himself gives you strength? Have you found that he steps in? Have you found that he will give you what it is that you need? Why? Because he's waiting to fulfill your heart's desire. He knows that if you're hungry, how to feed you. He knows how to bring you to a place of love. He knows what to do for you. He knows how to help you in your greatest hour of need. He knows. So we want to stand firm on the gospel that he never, ever fails. He never, ever will mislead us. He never, ever will take from us, but add to us according to his will. 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Is there anybody you can say truly it is good of them to share in your troubles? Let's think about that for a moment. Hallelujah. It is good. Hallelujah. I need you to understand. He's letting us know the importance of going through. He's letting us know there's something greater we need to look at. It was good of you to share in my trouble. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. He's talking to the church of Philippi and how they cared about him in his need and how they looked after him in his need. I need you to know for each and every one of you that take care of the people in the body of Christ, that take care of people in need, that serve in your community, that serve in your local church, that serve with an upright and a godly heart. It is an honorable thing to serve because that need has been set up by God sometimes to show who really has his heart. Never let an opportunity escape you within your means or where you can be the miracle and the blessing. You want to show yourself approved. You want to show yourself being as of God. Let's continue on. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gift. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. With God, I felt that one. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent me. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God in Christ Jesus, the brothers and sisters who are with me. Send greetings. All God's people, send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. What Paul was trying to get us to understand is in the midst of all that we ever will face, to give God the glory. It may take every fiber of your being just to say, thank you, Lord, in pain. Thank you, Lord, in the midst of tragedy. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. But what happens in the spiritual realm, when you say thank you, when chaos is around, it serves notice to every enemy, every imp, every naysayer, that your God is great. It serves a message that nothing, no weapon form will prosper. It says something when you can be in a state of rejoicing when you really want to fall out and cry. It says something when you don't know which way to go, but yet you say, I trust you, God. I know it looks like it's working against me, but in this, Paul said, follow my example. My God, today, follow my example. If you know that there is a God within me, follow how I carried myself that you may be able to stand in the evil day. He's simply letting them know, here is his mentorship, that I have walked with you. I have talked with you. I have been in this place and that place. But here's the thing I need you to know. I thank God for you. It's something when you go through as a leader, as a person in the body of Christ, and you're serving and doing the will and the word of God, and here comes those that say they are of the household of faith, and they bestow upon you prayers. They bestow upon you gifts. They bestow upon you blessings because of your positioning. Listen, they didn't miss it with Paul. They blessed him like never before because he had been a blessing. Catch it? He had been a blessing, so they blessed him. And when they blessed him, they heard him say, I say not these things because I desire your giftings and wants. I have had plenty, and I know what it is to be hungry. Have you stood in those shoes? I know what it's like to be hungry. Pastor Don and I know what it's like to go through. We understand how hard it can be, but yet we know we have a God that meets all of our needs. Listen, people look at us and they believe that these are two powerful people of God. They're living life. They're abundantly blessed. And yet I was homeless. I said it. Yes, I was homeless. But I never stopped giving God glory. I never stopped doing our podcast. I never stopped doing the will of God. Why? It is essential, it is powerful, and it is saying something to God to let him know that you believe him. Hallelujah. You believe him. And when you believe him, you must wait on him. Anybody waiting on the Lord today, anybody that is there, are you waiting on the Lord today? Are you saying, God, have your way? I just don't understand why it is this way, but I'm trusting you, God. All I need somebody to catch this. I'm trusting you all the way. When January 1 came and our home was gone, flooded, 1,467 gallons of water went through my home, I immediately made a decision to the hotels we go. And even in that, when your money runs out, even in that, when things happen and you don't know which way to turn, somebody in the body of Christ will utter up a something to encourage you, be it that a gift, a financial gift, a prayer, or something to help you hold true to your faith. Come on, somebody. Somebody will rise up and say, listen, this man and woman of God needs the body of Christ. This woman and man of God have served faithfully, and listen, we want to be there to support them. What good is it to talk about how good God is when you hungry and your brothers and sisters are eating, but you don't know where your meal coming from? Come on here. Somebody ought to rise up, just like you would do it, I would do it. Somebody is going to rise up and say a need needs to be met. In this holiday season, listen, listen, listen. Look around you. Look on your neighborhood block. Look in your church. Look in your job. Look and find somebody to be their miracle and their blessing. Look and find someone who is in need. Maybe it's a grandmother and they just need a call. Be a miracle and a blessing to somebody this holiday season. Don't talk Jesus. See, I don't want to hear anybody telling me about how great God is in their life when they see a need and they can't meet it. What do I mean by that? It's as simple as if you're in a grocery store line and you're so frustrated you have to wait, but the person is... you need a dollar, and instead of you pulling the dollar out to bless them to keep on moving, you want to talk about how much time it takes you. Saints, that is not our positioning. We should be in a place of blessing that whoever and whenever we have it and they are in need and God directs us to see about them, that we don't worry, we don't take our time, we move hastily, because guess what? Their miracle is needed. I know what I'm talking about. My husband and I graciously thank everybody. See, when we got on here and said we need prayers, some people might have heard that and never prayed. Huh, I know that some people might have said they all right, but see, that's the wrong attitude to have, because maybe you didn't know I was in a place of homelessness. Maybe you didn't know there were needs that were met. But the body of Christ that loved Jesus sure enough showed us who they were. And they began to make sure we got stable. They began to make sure that the gospel wouldn't be hindered, melted down, sugar-coated because of our pain. Listen, you never know what somebody is going through. You never know with a smile on their face. And it's not that they are faking. They are rejoicing in the Lord always. Let me say it again. They are rejoicing in the Lord always. So not only did we overcome that, but sicknesses, our bodies were hit, and I'm telling you, literally to take us out of here. But God, in his grace, in his favor, in his mercy, carried us through that, a husband and a wife. And my husband, as you know, is in a wheelchair. Come on. I needed help. I needed prayer. I needed strength. And the body of Christ supported me. Listen, there are times things are set up for God to see just who's going to serve. May I say this to you, don't ever let an opportunity to serve pass you because you never found the truth. You never made yourself available because you were busy thinking about you when you knew of a need. See, my husband and I could have broke seriously, with all that we've been through in this year. But the hand of God stayed upon our lives, and he sent people that knew how to pray, knew how to support, knew how to love us. And believe me, what a difference it made in our lives. Listen. Be that blessing. And in the midst of us being broken, we were still giving. We were still doing what God said do. Why? Because ministry doesn't stop because you get sick. Ministry doesn't stop because you go through a crisis. Ministry doesn't stop because you're broken. All the more, he strengthens us and he holds us and gives us peace. In the midst of the storm, he gives us peace. So if you are that person today, maybe God just blessed you with a bonus on your job. Make sure you ask God if he will lead you to somebody that you can be a blessing to. Perhaps God has said to you, you have said to him, let me rephrase, Lord, if you give me more than enough, I'll be a blessing to somebody else. Don't let that be words that come just from your mouth. Make sure you follow through on what you've promised him. Perhaps this season, while you're buying gifts for your family, think of another family who has absolutely nothing at all. Maybe God has revealed them to you, and you said, I'm going to do it, but then you get sidetracked. Well, guess what? Christmas will be here, and they'll never have nothing under the tree. But if God told you to do it, be obedient and do it for the kingdom's sake. Why? Because the kingdom is depending on you to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. The kingdom is depending on you to make a difference in someone else's life. The kingdom of God is depending on you to show his love, his grace, and his faithfulness. I want you to be encouraged. Perhaps you were like me and my husband. My prayer for you today is that God will meet the need. He's no respecter of persons. He is God. He is God. Some of you are rushing next year to come, but I am here to tell you this year has not finalized. There is yet more in store for 2021. Don't miss it rushing it out. Be thankful for these days. Be thankful that he provided you your health, your strength. Whatever you're going through, be thankful there is an option to be healed. There's an option. I say option because he said it in his word. Whenever my body isn't aligning with his will, there are days I literally am in so much pain I can't walk. But I don't let that stop me from worshiping him, from praying, from pressing, from giving, because I owe him my life. He's been so good to me, like he's been good to you. And my promise to him is this: I love you. And if my love, just like Jesus, come on, you think Jesus wanted to be crucified, spit on, talked about, dogged out for the kingdom's sake? Don't you think he would have wanted to have a regular life like me and you? But what did it cost him? What does it cost you? Whatever you do today, I encourage you to listen to God. Don't shut your ears because it's not what you want to hear, but listen to God. And if you are a giver that just keeps on giving, may God bless your world because you've already got kingdom principles. If you're learning how to give, do it with all your might. Nobody wants a gift from somebody that looks like, here you go. Who wants that? If you're going to give, give with joy. Hey, you know, the Lord put you on my heart. I just wanted to be a blessing. God bless you. Don't stick around. Don't try to get a camera out. Don't try to do something in the flesh when it's a spiritual assignment. Be about your Father's business. Meet the need and allow him to show you how to do it and make sure you pray. Be sure of your assignment in this hour. Not only is it critical, but somebody's life depends on it. So I want to thank you for being a part of today's podcast in spite of it all. Maybe you pressed your way to get to the podcast. God bless you. Maybe you had a lot going on and you just didn't know if you would even be able to take another word. You know the word is empowering. But there are times we're hurting. There are times we go through. But Paul reminds us to rejoice always. He reminds us to give honor. He gave honor to the women that served with him, his co-laborers, his colleagues in the gospel. He encouraged the church that met his needs. He didn't take the gift and just run off and came back and told them, now listen, you just blessed me. Now we're getting ready for this, so I need you to bless me again. No, that is not what Paul did. He gave an example of giving and receiving. He did it with ethics and love. He did it. He did it. So we encourage you to do what God has said. Do what God has said. Follow his example. Because it means something. He said, whatever a praiseworthy, whatever is true, he wants us to hold to those things. Don't do it your way, because you're not going to find peace when you do it your way. Be sure you're following what the Lord is telling you to do. Listen to God. Listen to God. Listen to God. Well, my mama does it this way, or this person told me to do it that way. I wanted to try this way. Listen to God. I'm a witness that when you hear him, he gets all the glory and all of the honor concerning your life. And concerning those he allows you to connect with, to bless, to be with, to strengthen, he gets all the glory because it is his doing and it is marvelous in his sight. I pray this week's meditation, exhortation has been a blessing to you and that you are able to find the peace that comes in the midst of the storm. I'm praying that you will listen to God. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. And he's always attending to our needs. He doesn't want us to be left behind. He doesn't want us to be without. He wants us to be loved and to love. He wants to be loved. Your gifts don't belong to you. They belong to God. Remember, you are a gift. If we could package you up, what kind of wrapper would you have? Would it be glowing and beautiful with ribbons and all kinds of shiny? Or would you be the gift that has the box, that has nothing on it at all, but the real gift is on the inside? See, whatever way you pick your gift from up under the tree, I pray on the inside of that gift is good. And that's exactly how God sees us. Be a gift that someone picks up, that on the inside they see it's exactly what they need. God bless you on today. Well, listen, I have a few community announcements for you. I thank you for joining us. Want you to know that you can make note of these. There are so many things going on around town, and we will give you information how to get your community announcements to me that I may read. This week, we're sponsoring and talking about the St. Charles area. We're going to be talking about they are performing and having Dementia Conversations. It's a virtual program, and it is with the St. Charles City and County Library District. This will be on December 28, 2021, from 6 to 7 p.m. For more information, contact the St. Charles County Library and the St. Charles City Library for more information. There will be something called FACT Trivia Night, and it will be to invite all of you on February 5th at the Harvesters Lions Club. The address is 4835 Central School Road in St. Charles, Missouri. This event will be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It is to mentor and empower families through advocacy and training and to improve the quality of life and opportunities for children and adults with disabilities. You can find out more information by calling the Harvester Lions Club, and the amount of tickets and things of that, they'll be glad to share with you. Harvesters Lion Club, all right? Now, one other announcement from St. Charles. Athena Leadership is going to be having some crucial conversations with Glenda Woolley on February 17th, 2022, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. The importance of this is to talk about if you have businesses in healthcare and direct care, they will be giving this particular one fellowship that you will be able to come to and to talk with someone about it so that you can find out how the practical tips will be for you and your staff. For more information about this one, I'm looking for the number for you. It's actually giving me an address, which will also be at 5988 Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's in the partners room. So I will make sure we get updated information. This will be in February so that you will have that. If you're in need in the St. Louis area, we want you to feel free to call the United Way for warming centers, for shelters, for food, for various core needs that you may have. You can dial them at 211. Also, we have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. It's ulstl.com. They are there with various programs and with many things to help support families in need as well as individuals. Perhaps you want to sharpen your skills in business. They have something for you. Perhaps your family is in need of food. They have something for you. Perhaps you are trying to save your son from this wicked world. They have something for you. Please make sure you go to your website, www.ulstl.com for more information. And if this is your birthday month, we come to celebrate you. We know we're acknowledging the birth of Jesus Christ, but we want you to know we celebrate you. This is my birthday month. I'm super excited after all I've been through this year to celebrate that he is God. You know what my celebration is going to require for me? A praise party. I'm going to praise him for every trial he brought me through. I'm going to give him glory because he's good and he's God. I plan to shout to the hilltops and above because he's been that good to me and my husband. I pray that's your praise party for your birthday, acknowledging you've got another year of life. Maybe it's not your birthday, but you're just celebrating the fact that your family's coming together for the holidays. To God be the glory. Maybe you've gotten a new opportunity, a new job, or maybe you are going back to school in January. Maybe something wonderful that isn't even mentioned has happened to you. We celebrate you here at Elation Radio and Magazine and Just For You podcast. We want you to know we love you and we're celebrating with you. But we do know there are times when there is the exact opposite taking place. We send our prayers to Angela Walton Mosley on the passing of her brother. We got word that he has passed on. May God bless you and your family, and to all that are experiencing the passing of a loved one, or perhaps a loved one is going through the process now. We want you to know we are praying for you. We are praying for your family and asking God to strengthen you. Perhaps your loved one has passed and you're still trying to get through these holidays and you don't know which way to turn. Evangelist Marty, we are praying for you. We know that your beloved husband has gone on to glory, but it is difficult to sometimes face these times without our loved ones. May God bless you. We're praying for you. My brother Keaton, we're praying for you. All of you that have lost loved ones that are still yet pulling it together, we want you to know we're praying for you. Perhaps this is a time that you're making a pledge to get closer to God. Listen, every week we want to invite you that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to have an opportunity to get to know him. We ask that you pray, seek his faith, ask him to take your heart. Take your life, according to Romans 10:9-10, to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord. Listen, we are on a campaign to do that. Why? Because the kingdom must be enlarged. He's been so good to each and every one of us. Don't try to wait till next year and let it be your New Year's resolution. I implore you tonight to make the decision because tomorrow is not promised. We want to serve God while we yet have breath. Don't give him your leftovers. Give him your right nows. And I promise you, it will be the best decision you will have ever made. Families, don't give up praying on and praying for your loved ones. Pray for them that they will come to know the Lord. Pray for them that in their times of distress and trouble, they will understand he is Lord. Be a miracle and a blessing. I pray that this week's all of things that have taken place in your life has come to strengthen you, help you, and build you. Listen, if you'd like to get your community announcements to me, you can reach me, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook as well as LinkedIn. Not only can you reach me in those two to give me your community announcements, you can email me at leadingright, like my last name, LeadingWright, @gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to read your community announcements. We are about in a better community. Whatever we all can do as believers and as those serving to be able to help our community and strengthen it, we want to be a blessing to do that. Listen, we come to the close of another podcast. I am praying that everything that you are believing God for, that he will work it out for your good, and that you will have divine favor, healing, empowerment, financially be strong, that you will have more than enough and not just enough, that he will get the glory out of your life. I am praying that no weapon formed against you will prosper. I am praying that God will be what you need him to be at the time that you need him to be, even when you're not understanding what's going on. Let us close in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come in. Thank you for meeting us on this podcast. Thank you for having your divine way. May the word take root and that it falls on good ground. I pray that every listener be strengthened and encouraged. I pray that families align with your will and your promise. I pray that broken situations are mended through your word. I pray, oh God, that you will help us where we need help most. Forgive us, oh God, of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Lord, we charge to be a blessing and a miracle to someone else, not just because it's the holiday season, but because it is our duty in the body of Christ to serve. Help us to serve efficiently and adequately. Help us to give without restraint, oh God. You said you don't want anybody giving grudgingly. So God, we thank you for givers on today. Teach the body how to give. Teach those that don't know you how to give, God, that they may be blessed and that you may be the blessing. Father, we pray for souls to be in the kingdom of God. Touch hearts, touch minds, touch spirits now, that they may receive you and live for you with all they have. Not just because they feel you've done something for them, but all the opposite, because they want to give you everything. We say thank you, oh God. We pray, oh God, for Elation Radio and Magazine, that it continues to be a voice to be heard, that people receive you as Lord, and that you be glorified. We pray, oh God, for our marriages. I thank you for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and all that we've been through, all that we may face. In you, oh God, together, that you may be glorified. Use us for your glory. And every person believing that their gifts will make room for them, use them, God, that they may allow your name to be made famous and that you will be glorified. Now, Father, for anything that we have not spoken out in prayer, those unspoken requests, we ask that you take a hold of them and have your divine will and way, and we will give you all the honor, praise, and glory for everything you've done, all that you're about to do, and all that we can go through. We say thank you for how good you've been. Thank you for keeping us throughout the year. Thank you for allowing us to hold on in the midst of brokenness. Hold on in the midst of pain. Hold on in the midst of times of uncertainty. You have been good, and we just want you to know we thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you plan to do. We worship you and let all know that you are our God, and there is none like you. So, Lord, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you again for joining in with the Just For You podcast. Lord willing, next Wednesday we'll be with you every Wednesday, Lord, saying the same at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. By the next time, Lord willing, we're on this podcast, I will have excitedly gotten to see another year, to worship him and praise him for how good he's been. Will you pray for me and Pastor Don on this week? I ask that you pray that the Lord's will be done, and we will do the same for you. God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright at the Just For You podcast. God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Have a Merry Christmas until we meet again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory.
And mine.